way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your hostess and host, Carol Ann and Joseph.
Yep.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why not? It's December 1st.
It is December 1st.
The countdown is on to the big birthday.
Yes. There is a big birthday.
Yep.
Do you want to mention it here?
Well, I guess we can mention it anytime. It's Jesus, and he was born on December 25th.
That's not what I thought you were talking about.
I know.
No. Alrighty, no other birthdays in December, folks.
That's the big birthday.
That is a big day. He actually wasn't even born on that day.
No, he wasn't, but it is when we celebrate, so.
And he was black. I don't know that. He was definitely dark. He was definitely Middle Eastern.
Right, he was Middle Eastern, yeah. Right?
Probably looked more like Al-Qaeda than he did me.
True, but what does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. Just kind of setting the stage.
Doesn't change who he was.
Just setting the stage. I got a sweet Al-Qaeda riff to go on here.
Oh,
I don't.
Is that how we're starting out already?
What's the deal with terrorists?
Oh,
I have nothing on Al-Qaeda, that is.
All right, let's rewind here for a moment, though.
Sure.
Before we start talking about the December. Last week was Thanksgiving.
November.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did trot. We are a family that trots on Thanksgiving.
Like, we are trotters. We're globetrotters. Like, yeah. Ivan Trotsky.
No.
Hot to trot. Well, okay, yes, we ran. Trot's a tougher one to think of, a lot of them. Rainbow trout fishing? No.
So we did the Buffalo YMCA turkey trot.
The oldest consecutive, longest running is probably a better way
road
of saying
race.
It, road race in yes. America.
It is.
This was 126 years? Seven
yes,
years?
I believe so.
Something like that,
it
yeah.
It was 126.
Your brother Len's been around for all but the first two. Anyway.
Ow. Yeah. So we got up bright and early and we tracked our butts downtown
with
my brother Paul and our nephew Jim.
Indeed.
And we are, it's usually the four of us. Every once in a while, we may have somebody else that comes and joins and
can recruit people sometimes. Yeah. But there's a core of four there.
Yeah. The core of four of us that do it. But we all had a pretty good day. It was a good, it's
yeah,
an 8K, so 5
right.
miles. And it was a good weather day for
compared
Buffalo.
To others, yeah. Some of those turkey trot mornings are horrific. But that one is actually just almost perfect. Little sprinkles at the beginning, but that's it.
Yeah, not too bad.
It
so
was
it was fun.
Yeah, I did better than I thought I would because I hadn't really, I'm just not running. I'm running more often, definitely. But I'm just doing like 3 miles, 4 miles every now and then. And I'm not doing it at any race pace. Not that this was a race pace, but I ran it per mile faster than I've been running for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. I was pleased with that. Just kind of went out there and ran by feel. I was happy. Only 7.5 minutes slower than my best one 4 years ago, but we won't think about that.
Yeah, we don't know. No, nobody's thinking about that.
7.5 minutes. Yeah, but it was fun. It was great. It's a fun tradition. A lot of crazy
it's
people
It's a fun
there.
Race
because yeah.
there's a lot of good people watching.
There's what?
People
I mean,
dress up as all kinds of stuff.
And they, it's... I thought they capped that thing at like 14,000 people or something.
Yeah, something. There was
at
cap,
least
yes.
11,000 people there this year. I
yes.
don't know how many they sold, but unlike other years where it always sells out,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of all this COVID stuff, I think there was probably some people that were hesitant, but.
Yeah, most of us were all still out there shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah. Breathing.
Living our best race in life.
Cheering at the national anthem, that kind of stuff.
And you always have those crazy runners, you know, there's those guys out there that are running shirtless when it's, what was the temperature? I think the temperature was like 38
yeah.
degrees
yep.
that morning, and they're crazy. And then you've got the group of guys that run it carrying a canoe over their heads.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but they do it.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, right? So, like, it's like an Indian thing, isn't it?
Called the canoe trot?
Maybe. They think it is. And then, of course, there's plenty of people dressed as turkeys and pilgrims and...
Yeah. A lot of people.
Yeah, lots of stuff. So that was fun.
A couple of days before that, another thing that I wanted to bring up here, was our anniversary.
Oh, yeah. That...
We have officially been married for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. It's so, true.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Two weeks ago.
Well, it wasn't 2 weeks ago, first of all. It was officially a week ago.
Wow, it's really only a week ago. Whew.
Yeah. So
it's been a busy week. So
happy anniversary. Okay, officially for the world to hear. I love you. But yeah, we went out to dinner the Saturday before that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, you're right, it doesn't even seem like our anniversary was a week ago, because right after our actual anniversary was Thanksgiving.
Right, it was Thanksgiving.
That was all day running in the morning, all day prep.
Right, because we had 17 dinner. People we had here, everyone at our house, yeah.
Late night. Then Friday was, we went to...
I made my typical mediocre dinner.
Why was it mediocre?
I don't cook very well. I do it, you know, for the sake of family, but I don't do it very well. But it was nice because some of the best dishes are, you know, what other people bring.
That's right.
So thanks for the family, because they bring good dishes. Yeah. I just bring mediocre stuff.
And we had, I don't know if you had, the best dessert I may have ever had in my life. And it was a cinnamon roll cheesecake. And it was so goddamn good.
It really was quite
delicious.
I would
love to have eaten much more, but I only had one little piece.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
Yeah, we'll have to get her to make more of that.
Yeah, every single event.
Mm-hmm. That's her go-to now. That's all she's got to bring.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, you got to make that. But it was a really super busy week, because we went to the Sabres game Friday night. We had everybody over after that. Just, it went by really fast.
And then
really
we had,
fast,
you know, my brother and his niece were in town staying with us. So they were here. So, you know, there's a lot going on.
Not too much chaos. Everybody was relatively controlled, because, you know, your family does enjoy sitting around the table and drinking. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, it gets out of hand sometimes. I just go to bed.
Nothing got broken. It's fine.
There was a broken shot glass.
Touche.
So yeah, anyway, all in all, it was fun. And the whole point of going on that rant was because it does not seem like it was just a week ago that our anniversary took place.
No. And then, you know, finally, you know, weekend winds down and you're back, you know, back at it. Back to the grind.
Back to the old grind. The old office.
Back to our
desks.
The old
9 to 5.
The old...
Yeah. For sure. But it was fun.
It was. It was a good weekend. It was good times.
We got just enough time to recover for Christmas.
Yeah,
which
I know.
Which is going to be here way sooner than I want it to be.
I know. I'm having a hard time gripping my mind around it. I got to get my shit together.
Yeah, speaking of running, too, because we mentioned the trot, was that I have been doing pretty regular running, which is good. I'm getting better, getting back at my form, which is awesome. But I had posted somewhere on Facebook, whatever, about my asshole watch yelling at me to move. I posted a picture of it because my watch would. I've talked about it on here before, that it just will buzz and beep at me, and it just comes up with a move on there with exclamation point. Well, one of the comments on there mentioned that somebody said, I just turned that shit off. I was like,
never thought of that?
I haven't explored that as an option. So
how long
I went
have you had this watch?
I went in and did a quick goog on Garmin, and went in through the Kinect app and disabled that. So it no longer beeps. You know who told me was Sean, who one of the guys on the Negative Splits podcast, if you guys want to listen to another local podcast where they talk about running and whatnot. So shout out to Sean for letting me know that was possible. Because I would never have explored it. I would have just lived with it. I'm like, this is my life now. It's going to yell at me even though I just ran. So I'm very happy.
I might have to figure out how to hack into your watch and connect and re-engage that.
You'll never figure it out. You'll never figure it out. No.
I bet I could.
But I'm very happy that's not on there. Because when I do wear my watch now, it's not yelling at me anymore. Which is very, very relieving. It's mean for your watch to yell at you.
You've already got me to yell at you. What do you need a watch to
yell at you?
I know,
exactly. I wish I could turn that setting off on you. I'll find a way. Hack into
now
your
I'm just
going to
now I'm just going to randomly start texting you.
Oh my god, you're going to get blocked and reported as spam.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
Holy hell, please don't ever do that.
so.
You can't do
much.
That.
Folks, stay tuned. Hopefully I'll actually make it to the podcast next week.
It's gonna, you know what, that's gonna be like the digital version of you yelling taboo right in my face when we play that game.
I did.
You get so aggressive.
I did not yell it in your face.
In my ear? Sorry.
And it wasn't. And at the time, it was not me yelling taboo that bothered you. I think it was me going, taboo.
Yeah, but then when you yell taboo, you're like, taboo! Really loudly.
Well, yeah, if
in
you're
going
to play it, that's what you got
to
do.
Well, I'm trying to play
it,
and
about it.
You're being fucking some vagrant that's yelling at people on the subway or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings?
I don't want to play games with
you
anymore.
Too aggressive yelling taboo at you.
Did you notice for this podcast as well?
Baby Joey.
I'm not wearing my glasses. Big change up.
What's in your hand?
These are readers. And I haven't had them on yet. Normally I put my glasses on so I can read whatever.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So what's going on? What's new?
What's new?
Yeah.
What were
Anything
we just
hot
talking
off the presses?
About?
We this were talking about the last like week. That's it.
Yeah. That's the. Well, that, that's
so that's why
my
also
life.
we didn't have a podcast last week. Just
yeah.
So much going on with the holidays and everything like that. So.
I know. We were going to do it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, things just got too busy.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. We tried to do it with your brother. We were going to have one gym.
It just didn't work out.
It's most likely because of the aforementioned drinking.
Maybe.
Because after Friday night's hockey game, a couple of people were feeling pretty freaking rough.
Maybe.
That was the night of the broken shot glass. It will always be remembered as the night of
the
broken
night
shot
of the
glass.
Going down in infamy.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm going to pull this out because me and my brother were discussing this. So along with Thanksgiving comes leftovers, right? Ooh, leftovers. We had leftovers for days.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I just made turkey soup.
And it was delicious. Had it for dinner last night and lunch today.
Yeah. I'm not very good at things, but.
It tastes good to me. Anyway,
I can do turkey
soup.
So, my brother and I were discussing over leftovers. Cold turkey. Because really, eating turkey like the next day cold is some really good stuff.
Yeah.
So why is it that when they use the phrase quitting cold turkey... Where does that come from?
It's supposed to be like
it's supposed to be like a bad thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm quitting cold turkey. But cold turkey is really good.
That's a very good question. One I do not have an answer to.
Because
I don't, you know, if there's cold turkey in the fridge, I don't want to quit it.
Nah.
No. I bet you, did you look it up ever? You guys, neither of you decided to look it up?
At the time, we did not. I'm trying to do it right now, but I'm not really good on the fly like that.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. It just creates dead air.
Yeah, I'm not good at that kind of stuff, but I'm looking here on the Wikipedia, and it doesn't tell me where the phrase comes from.
I'm
being honest, it explains what it means, but it doesn't tell me the origins or why cold turkey is used in that... Oh, wait, here we go.
No, you found something. Look at you.
Merriam-Webster says, why do we quit, quote, cold turkey?
Okay.
The phrase is often used when quitting brings physical symptoms of withdrawal, such as heroin or other highly addictive drugs. However, it can be used more lightheartedly, yada, 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 yada. The expression first appeared in the Daily Columnist in British Columbia in 1921. Perhaps the most pitiful figures who have appeared before Dr. Carlton Simon are those who voluntarily surrender themselves. When they go before him, they are given what is called the cold turkey treatment. But why cold turkey? Or why turkey? And why cold?
It's like you're just reading a book with the whole chapter here. Just keep going, I guess. It's the cold, clammy feeling of skin during withdrawal, like a turkey that has been refrigerated.
There you go.
That's the part you should have read.
Well, I couldn't. I told you I'm not that good on the fly. I get
that was the main part. So there you go. It's just like having like chicken skin that you get when you're cold.
Except that's pretty much my whole life.
I know. You're always chicken skinned.
Right? It's not cool, man. Not cool at all, if you ask me.
Yeah. There is a funny thing because I'm in the comedy world, like you're, you know, watching things and following people and stuff like that. And after the whole Chappelle thing, which we've talked about here, of course. But Andrew Schultz, who's a very funny, hilarious comic, and he's got a funny podcast too. And we watched his specials on Netflix last year when they came out during the coronavirus time. But he was going to Canada to play Toronto. He was going to play, I think it's Massey Hall in Toronto, which
he's
I've heard of.
It?
Huh?
He was playing it?
Well, he had shows there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, for 3 days, I think. So, but maybe, I don't know, a week or two before the shows, Massey Hall went all woke on his ass. And they issued a statement and told him, we don't want you playing here because we think some of the material in your specials and that you're performing is, racist or whatever, something phobic, I'm sure, right? Which sucks to do, but instantly there was another bigger place in Toronto that said, we'll take you. So
nice.
He sold those places out instantly and then decided to do another Canadian tour because they gained so much popularity just from the notoriety of that they're going to like Vancouver and Winnipeg. Like they're going all over Canada now, all because Massey Hall went woke on them and said, we don't want you because of your edgy material. It's awesome. That kind of stuff is such nonsense.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, that's a great example because here's this institution going, oh, we think that's offensive and rude and is, you know, homophobic or xenophobic or whatever kind of frickin' phobic it is. And then the public speaks. And then whatever it is, you know, 10,000 people instantly buy tickets to his next shows. And he sells out more across your country. It's so funny. It's you know what it is? It's like the... It's like an IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes because, you know, they will have a score given for a movie or a special or something like that from the reviewers, from like professional film movie reviewers or, you know, entertainment reviewers. And then they have the audience score. And it's funny as hell when you see things like Chappelle's special, for example, like the audience score is like 98 and the professional one is like 14% approval, whatever. It's like these people think that they speak for us and that they hold the same ideals as us and that we want them to help promote these goofy fucking ideas they have. People just want to have fun. People just want to watch something that makes them happy or, you know, laugh or is intriguing to them. Nobody has to agendize anything. It's so freaking annoying to me. So that's that. But Andrew Schultz is a great example of that. Where
yeah, the whole... I can't even say it's just our country, but the whole censorship is ridiculous because it's just...
I don't have details on this, but did you see yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, resigned?
I did see that, yes.
You know, I say all of a sudden, but he resigned effective immediately, but I guess it was planned maybe for him to do that too. I don't know, but... So this new guy takes over, and Twitter's already changing. It's like... policies and like privacy settings and shit like that, where if you post something that has somebody else in it and you don't have their consent, they can remove that. So if you take a picture, I take a picture of you at the Sabres game.
Right.
And there's a group of people in the background that we don't know. They just happen to be in the crowd. I take a picture and post it on Twitter. They can remove that from the platform if I don't have the consent of those other people in the picture. It's fucking nonsense. I mean, they're going crazy with stuff. That's just one example. There's some other stuff. I got to look into it more so I can talk more intelligently about it, but it's a weird freaking time out there, man.
That is weird. Well, I mean, also, I guess it's kind of weird, but I mean, when you think about it, like a television show or news or whomever can't throw your picture up there without your prior consent, right?
Yeah, but if they're filming at the mall and you walk by, they don't get consent from all those people. It's the same premise, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I guess if you're out in public, you give up. Yeah, you give up that right to privacy.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently not if you're in Twitter.
Apparently.
You know what else social media related that I saw today too is that there was a law that passed, or a ordinance government thing. I don't know what the hell it is that. Debt collectors, with the passing of this new law, can actually DM and contact you on your social media pages. if you owe them money,
Christ's
right?
For Christ's sake.
How fucking crazy is that? This world is bonkers. You know what?
I wish, and I should.
We should. It's almost impossible. Like, social media is just fucking ruining society, or has ruined potentially, too, with limited information and misinformation.
Yes.
And, you know, removing things that a platform doesn't agree with, all that kind of crap. You know, Rogan does this, and he refers to it all the time. He calls it ghost and post, or post and ghost. I messed it up. Like, he doesn't go on social media. He'll go and post something, done. Like, doesn't have it on, you know, at some point, he didn't even have it on his phone. He would, like, have to sit at his computer or something to log in to post crap. I want to try that maybe for, like, 30 days.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I wonder mentally, because if you think about it, this is all just out of the blue here, too. So I have stuff prepared that if we get to it, we get to it. I mean, now I've just gone on a rant here about stuff that, but if you think about it, there's a, you know, we look at what we eat pretty closely. We eat well generally, try not to eat a lot of shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, if it's garbage in, it's garbage out.
Right.
So you physically perform and feel better, theoretically, if you're eating better and feeding your body
mm-hmm.
good things.
I see where you're going.
What about your fucking mind, right? Like,
yeah.
There's this inundation of dumb shit, of manipulative media, of stupid people doing stupid things online, and our fucking faces are looking at that for way too often each day.
And you know, that goes back to, like, a lot of people, you see a lot of people sometimes will say, you know, I'm logging off. I'm going, you know, I'm logging off Facebook or
right.
Instagram or whatever. If you need me, text me, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, I can't stand this anymore. Well, and I guess because I think almost unintentionally without having that conscious thought, I've already done that. So, like, if I go onto my personal feed and say Facebook, I don't have garbage. So I have things on there. The things that are coming up are things that interest me. So I follow, you know, like, you know, positive quotes kind of things, or it might be, you know, a lot of it is from different running or, you know, working out or triathlon type pages.
Yeah.
And groups like that. So that's the kind of stuff that feeds into my feed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody has, you know, their, you know, quote unquote, you have your friends, right?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of shit's going to fall into your feed. But you could be friends with somebody and unfollow them.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those crazy people, and I shouldn't say crazy people, people that have opinions that I don't care to hear about or are a little over the top in feeding that out, I unfollow them, or I just, I hide that crap. I don't care. And I don't follow quote unquote media on my social media pages. So any news, well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe some local ones
That's
just to get like local news kind of stuff to my feed.
Shout out to the Hammer. Follow
but
him on Twitter.
That's right.
Yeah, the Hammer on Channel 2, baby.
I just don't. See, where you're a news addict. You will, if you are sitting down to turn the television on, you're turning on a news channel.
All right.
Let
me tell you something here.
Mm-mm.
So one, to your theory, is everybody's made the joke or the, you know, the observation that, like, oh, I Googled this and all of a sudden it shows up ads in my Facebook feed, right?
Sure.
So clearly the algorithm is going to push you to things that you interact with
mm-hmm.
or that you like or that you respond to, whatever it is. So your positive mm-hmm. quotes and all that stuff, if that's, it's kind of what we said, you know, if it's garbage in, it's garbage out. It could be good stuff in, and that's what you're getting in your feed then, because Facebook's like, well, I tried to send her this bullshit and she didn't want anything to do with it, so let me keep sending her this stuff. So that's good. Rogan's talked about this many times, but Ari Shaffir, who's another comic, he tested this a couple of years ago on YouTube, and for 30 days, all he did was look at puppy videos, and that's all YouTube would feed him. picked up on that trend almost immediately and just fed him the stuff that he interacted with, because that's money for them. That's right. Ads, that's revenue,
if
it's giving you what you want.
If people are receiving junk, it's because they are going out and seeking
his
junk
mail.
Somewhere.
So, with that in mind, I've been having this thought for a little while. So, like a week and a half ago, and you know what it was actually, too, was almost like maybe 2 days after that Kyle Rittenhouse trial, the verdict was done. I purged my Twitter. Like I was following so many... Even independent news people, like Michael Malice, Glenn Greenwald, Tim Pool, Jack Posobiec, all these guys that have tremendous followings and are prolific tweeters. I'll talk,
prolific
they tweet a
tweeters?
Lot, man. Let me tell you, I don't know where they find the time to do it.
I hardly even go on Twitter.
But I stopped following probably like, I would say 25 or 30 different people because it was just too much. Like it was... Even the stuff that I would agree with, right, is just divisive as hell because there's this statement like that makes sense. And then you get 50 comments that people are arguing with each other. It just is. It's just like mental fucking spaghetti. Stuff just wiggling around everywhere. And, you know, it's wet and uncontrolled and it's wild. And so I cleaned up my Twitter.
Yeah, you
got to
try to minimize that a little bit. A little bit of that
helped.
Is a little bit entertaining.
It is, but it got to be
a
lot.
Dose.
And when you follow a lot of people kind of with, you know, the similar mindset and similar views, and it's almost like information overload or opinion overload is probably the more accurate way of saying that. But so, yeah, so I've done that. So I'm going to try and clean that up myself and see what happens. Maybe it's a tough commitment, though. So I have to post for our podcast. So I'll do that. But I think I might just uninstall all of those things from my phone for the month.
Okay.
That's a lot. You know, even like I, you know, whatever, months and months ago, I signed us up as the podcast with TikTok. And I deleted that. We've talked about that. I got rid of that. I found myself just sitting there going, boop, boop, boop. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm a goddamn grown man.
Yeah, you know what? I can't. I don't know. I can't. Just to watch people I don't even know make dumb videos just seems stupid to me. Like, there's a couple of them out there that'll be like, oh, that's mildly entertaining, but I have no desire to watch, like I said, people I don't know and I don't care about at all. Just making dumb videos that have these words and little robot voice on there. I just, no thanks.
Let's talk about something fun.
But before we get off the social media thing, this is going to make you laugh.
God.
This is going to make you laugh. Good old Facebook.
Good old FB.
Good old AI. So, Facebook recently had to apologize. Do you want to know why?
Yes. I don't know why. So, yes, I would like to know why.
Because it's AI, it's artificial intelligence program, mistakenly labeled a video featuring black men as, quote, about primates.
Is that for real? That sounds like something I would make up.
This is for real.
That's freaking hilarious. Yep. Oh my God.
Apparently it was a video posted by Daily Mail sometime back in June, whenever the heck it was. And they were clips of, it says, black men and police officers. And an automatic prompt asked users if they would like to, quote, keep seeing videos about primates, despite the video clearly featuring no connection or content related primates.
That's the funniest fucking thing I've heard in a long time. That is excellent. Oh, my God.
I thought you might enjoy that.
Where's the uproar on that, though, right?
Right?
I mean, all these fucking woke people and everybody yelling about all the other shit should look at that and go, oh, my God, Facebook thinks black people are primates.
Yep.
That's a huge issue. That should be bigger news. I did not even hear about that.
Thank you, artificial intelligence.
Oh, my God. What are you guys doing? Jesus.
Oh, boy.
I had an idea.
Whoa, wait, let me write this on the calendar.
Why are you writing it on the calendar?
So we can celebrate the anniversary of the time you had an idea.
Okay, that's rude. I thought of this because I've been making toasts often for breakfast.
Yeah, toast.
It's yummy. Always smells good. That's your line.
It does. Doesn't matter what kind of toast it is. White.
You know how after you feel like halfway multi-grain through a tub of margarine or spread, whatever you call it.
Yes.
Inevitably, there's parts of bread in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if they made margarine that comes with crumbs already? Because it just gets tastier as it goes along. What do you think?
I think that's really weird. I also think it's weird that you chop up the margarine inside the container.
I smush it up a little bit inside because then it spreads easier. But
no,
you could have.
Doesn't.
Listen.
Every time I go in and use it, I smush it all down and make it all smooth.
Yeah, I know. It's a little weird game you play. You could have like whole wheat crumbs in there. You could have rye. You can have pumpernickel. You could have different flavored spreads to add a nice accoutrement to your toast.
Okay, but what if I don't want your white breadcrumbs on my delicious
bread? Then you buy the spread that does not come cone crumbs. That's how the Spanish version would say cone crumbs.
I want mine sans crumbs.
Sans crumbs. You just want plain. You want like not smoked provolone.
Yes.
It doesn't need to say not crumbs. It just needs to say margarine.
You got it.
I don't know. I think that's a good idea. You could have flavored crumbs in your spread. You know?
But then what if you're using your spread for something other than toast?
Then you buy a backup spread and use that, which is the cone crumbs or sans crumbs, I mean. What?
You
See?
Could have you could you're, have a,
I like
you,
the glimmer in your eye. You're starting
you
to
could have
lean into this
one
idea.
Container divided into two.
Whoa.
Cone it's crumbs like, one side, sans crumbs on
it's
the
like
other.
The goober grape stuff with peanut butter and jelly in the jar. See, I told you it's a good idea.
Blue bonnet, man. They're going to be all over this.
Blue, fuck that, man. I'm going to get a patent on this bitch.
You should.
I'm going to
hurry up.
I'm going to go get the spreadconecrumbs.com domain right away.
I don't even think you know what you just said.
Spread cone crumbs. Yeah,
spread
I do.
Cone crumbs. Sans crumbs. Sans
idea.
Crumbs.
Nah, it's only on one half.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people, too, we were talking about running. I kind of skipped over this, but you hear people say that running is bad on your knees and blah, 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 all this shit, right?
I got rid of a doctor that told me that once and I stopped going to him.
You killed him. but, so it's not just running, too, also. I mean, it's cardiovascular stuff, but Peter Attia was on Rogan's podcast last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just this brilliant, weird doctor guy way too intelligent to listen to most of the time.
But he's an incredibly athletic physician, yeah.
And his study is anti-aging, or I shouldn't even say anti-aging, it's...
no,
is
it, is.
It is. Okay, because it's more about longevity, I guess,
it
not
is, yes.
anti-aging. Right.
It's
living
as living as
yeah.
long as humanly
but
possible.
He goes into detail, and you can listen to the podcast if you want to hear parts of this, but... basically saying that having great cardiovascular fitness decreases your all-cause mortality by 5 times. So not just, you know, heart attack, not that's like everything that impacts people as they age, you know, cancers, disease, all that stuff, that having excellent cardiovascular fitness decreases all-cause mortality by 5 times. And he goes, there's no drugs that have a 5-time effectiveness. Like,
right.
Like being in top cardiovascular shape is the greatest key to living longer. And if you do it, you know, regularly and consistently, a lot of those things that kill old people won't impact you, most likely. It was just crazy for him to say, you know, that's it, like all-cause mortality blew me away.
Right.
Like everything that kills old people
can
five
be,
times
right,
less likely to have
five
it.
Five times, yes.
It's crazy.
Uh-huh. And you have to stop to think about, and that applies to cancers and
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Most, I don't want to say diseases, is lifestyle contribution. So, mm-hmm. so most illnesses, most, you know, more mortal issues are caused by your lifestyle. Most cancers are caused by
cancers,
your lifestyle.
Cardiovascular
disease,
conditions, yeah.
You know, COPD, all that stuff that affects people later in life. And I don't even want to say old because
it's our age.
60s, yeah, 50s and 60s, yeah. You're not old. But that's when a lot of these things really kick in for people. And it's because of the lifestyle they've led up until that point. What you eat, everything you do.
Yep.
Contributes.
So remember what you just said in February. You said 50s and 60s are not old.
There, it's not. I know you and I'm
turning 50, so you're going to be like, oh, man.
I know you and I joke all the time about being old, but we're not.
We're not. Holy balls. We were out to dinner the other night, right? Or a couple, I don't know, what was it, a week or two ago?
Yeah, it was a couple
and
weeks ago.
There was an older guy. Mm-hmm. At the restaurant with his mother, who, yes. of course, was very old. She's a wheelchair or something, right? Or whatever. He looked old. Like, it looked like a really old guy with his really old mom.
Yeah, I think the lady was 85.
Yeah. Well, we didn't know this, of course, at first. But
not at first.
The waitress who was serving him, we could hear him because he's really loud. They were talking. And, mm-hmm. you know, she asked him how old he was. And he said, what, 57? Seven?
Mm-hmm. The look on your face was priceless.
I looked at you and I go, that guy's really 7 years older than me. Unbelievable. Like, I would, if you would have asked me his age, I'd go probably late 60s. I mean, but we see that a lot.
Great.
And I have gray hair on the sides and, you know, whatever. I don't think that I look as old as the other people my age sometimes. It's really weird.
I think it's difficult to judge yourself too, though. Yeah. I know it's difficult for me.
You haven't aged a bit, dear.
Oh, boy.
Not since mm-hmm. yesterday.
But I'm okay with that.
But anyway,
I don't have a problem aging.
So all the talk that we push on people about exercise and health and getting out there, even if you walk, just it makes a difference. Like your mm-hmm. body is just overall healthier. It's the same thing. It's like we were talking about before with food and with social media, garbage in, garbage out. If you're not putting in any work to make your body perform more effectively,
yep,
it's less likely to perform effectively. Mm-hmm. I said that weird, but
you don't have to run marathons.
You don't have to
be athletic.
You just have to move. Yeah.
Get up and go. Just walk.
We should see if we should start with our fans, see if we want to do like once a month a get together run / jog.
Sure. No, running and jogging are the same thing.
Well, I'm just saying different paces is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
So yes, it's just a matter of just keep moving, find something. Yoga is incredible.
I can't get into it.
Yoga by Adrienne. If anyone is looking to get into yoga, she's got her own YouTube channel.
Everybody knows who Adrienne is, even if you don't know yoga.
Wonderful. My daughter directed me to her, and I'm very grateful.
Yeah, you're pretty good with the consistent with that too. I mean, you're doing that at least four times a week.
Four
in the morning.
Four or five times a week, yeah, in the morning. Well, now I'll do it because during the summer I'll run in the morning. Well, one, because it's great. Sun comes up early and you feel great, right? So getting out and running in the morning during the summer is wonderful. And sometimes it's a necessity because when it gets to, you know, some of the really hot days, you can't run during the day. It's not good for you. So
mm-hmm.
now that it's the most evil time of the year, and it's
not what the song says. The song says it's the most wonderful time
of
the year.
It's evil.
Yeah,
and
all, right, Jesus.
All of this darkness wears on my mental ability.
Watch out. So we're going to say that, and Facebook's going to think you're talking about primates. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. So getting up in the morning and going out in the cold when it's like 32 and it's dark and windy. No thanks. It's so much easier for me to, you know, put on something comfortable and put on some yoga and get a good yoga workout in, because it is a good workout.
I have to give it a shot someday. Someday.
It helps.
Someday.
Yeah, helps with your breathing as well. Helps reduce stress.
I need that then. I got to fucking yoga the shit out of myself.
You really should. It's a good thing to get practicing.
All right. Anything else? Anything else? Oh, you do have something else. I'm surprised we haven't gotten to that yet.
We've been so busy.
I know. I've been ranting a lot, I think. Sorry, people.
Facebook Marketplace.
This is what happens. See, this is 2 weeks worth of me pent up.
Might have to edit some of that out.
Nothing's getting edited out. Nothing. Takes too much work to edit it out. The ones I've had to edit before, it's a pain in the buns. So what do you got? Your Facebook Marketplace post.
So this segment, my whole Facebook Marketplace segment, it morphs, right? So, you know, sometimes it's just a post, sometimes it's a grouping. Who knows what's going to happen, right? So this week, for our Facebook Marketplace post, we're doing something a little bit different.
Oh, all right.
I have something that I have found in Facebook Marketplace, but I'm just going to go ahead and post the picture of what this is to our social media pages.
Okay.
So people can go on to, you know, Facebook or Insta, and I want other people to comment on it and tell me what it is.
Oh, okay. So that's it? That's just like this teaser?
That's what it is. I'm not telling you what it is. You have to tell me what it is.
Okay. Just like that, huh?
Just like that.
You're not even going to show me?
No.
Really? I played that music for nothing?
That's it. That's it.
It's ridiculous.
You're going to have to go to the interwebs.
When are you posting that? Are you going to wait maybe a day or so and let people listen to this first so that they know what's up? Okay. All right. I'm interested to see it.
All right. I will post it. Well, because are you gonna put this together
this
tonight
going up
or
tonight.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
So as soon as you get this together and throw it out there for the peoples out there of the world, I will go ahead and post it.
Okay. We're all anxiously waiting to see what this is. So
okay.
Wait, you know what? First cliffhanger of the podcast. Good job.
I want some good responses. You guys got to come up with something good.
All right. I'll chime in too. I'll try and throw some guesses at whatever this is. But honestly, I have not seen this, folks, so I don't know. All right, we're done.
This is it.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Mr. Epstein.
Mr. Epstein?
That was one of the kids.
Well, that
right?
was Juan Epstein.
Juan Epstein.
Vinny Barbarino, yes. Arnold Horshack, and Freddie Boom Boom Washington. Yeah. All right, we're done. I love you.